We're now joined by the head coach of the Princeton Lady Tigers, Bill Gooden. You can hear Princeton girls and boys basketball, not necessarily back-to-back. We're just talking about that with Coach Gooden off the air. Princeton's going to play girls' first game of the night. Boys are going to be in the last game of the night. So the girls, they scramble over there right after school, and the boys, they're going to be maybe not burning some midnight oil, but they'll be playing, I'm sure, in that 10 o'clock hour. Princeton girls against Worth County, game number two of the season. Winner goes into Saturday's championship game. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing just fine, Tom.
So what led you to the decision to return to the sidelines this year?
Well, I've been out on it for 10 years, and I've been officiating, and I've always just kind of had that burning desire to get back into it a little bit, you know. And I had a retired coach this spring tell me, say, you know, if you've got an itch, get it scratched. And so, you know, the opportunity came up, and I just said, you know, I'll be glad to coach them, and we've kind of got it started this summer a little bit and kind of enjoying it right now.
How do you like the makeup of this year's team, Coach?
Well, I think it's pretty good. We've got about everybody back from last year, and they won 16 or 17 games last year. So we've got some depth this year on our team. We've got some youth. We've got three seniors, four juniors, two sophomores and three freshmen, so we've got 12 girls, which is a really nice number to work with, and I think we're progressing along at a good pace. We're not where we want to be yet. I think it's going to take us probably through the Christmas holidays to kind of get, you know, a complete change in philosophy, somewhat a change in philosophy from Coach Hall, and, you know, just they've had him for the last 5 or 6 years, and I'm a little bit different in my philosophies, and so we're just having to work on those a little bit. And it's going to take us a while, but it seems like we're progressing nicely.
You got Jalen Thomas, really had a nice second half, and, you know, scored a couple of buckets in the first half, but she really came out strong in the third and the fourth quarters the other night.
Yes, Jalen came out, and in the second half, I think she scored 16 of her 19 points, and she had 10 boards and 4 assists, and, you know, just really played much better than she had in a lot of her games I've seen her play previously, and I was just really pleased with her, progress. And then Peyton Gooden came out and had 19 points, a pretty solid outing also. And just the team, we kept our turnovers down, and that's been a big goal for us. And we had, I think, around 20 turnovers, which is not good, but it's not that bad either. We can live with it as long as we're not giving up easy shots. And I just thought as an overall for first game, after we got over the jitters early, we really progressed and played pretty solid basketball.
When you look at your team, Coach, and I'm just kind of looking at the roster here as I talk with you, it looks like you have some girls that can move and defend and things like that. Are you going to kind of play fast and put some pressure on people full court and things like that?
I think our team speed is adequate and maybe a little better than a lot of teams. We're not real big. So, we're gonna rely and do some pressing. We're not really going to push the ball unless it's there. We're going to be very patient on offense if we can. But if the opportunity presents itself, yes, we will push the ball. But we want to keep the turnover margin down, and that's a big goal of ours. And then crashing the boards, improving on the rebounds, and but the turnovers, and then with the press, identifying where we need to be and trying to knock down some passes and get some steals. So all of this is stuff that we've worked on quite a bit in practice and worked on a lot in the games, and it's a little different when you get into a game because you're at a different pace. You're playing against another team's best players, and you know, sometimes that causes you to force things a little bit and have to rush a little bit, and we have to learn to adjust to that.
As you look at the conference this year, and I haven't kind of scouted everybody, but I think everybody knows what Trenton has, and I saw Milan last week, and I know they're very much improved, and Gallatin has a nice team. It looks like the conference as a whole is going to be improved this year.
Well, I think so, too. You know, I didn't see everybody play last year, but I saw several of the teams. And, you know, I think in I'm having trouble getting used to this east and west side, you know. On our side of the bracket or the conference bracket, you know, definitely I think Trenton's a class of the entire conference, and they should be. And I think Gallatin's going to be a fairly solid ball club, and I'm not real sure about Putnam or Milan, but you know, then on the other side, I think you've got Stanbury that's got about everybody back, and I think Worth County is much improved. So, you know, I think our conference is pretty solid all the way through all 16 teams.
So I had talked with Coach Hall in past years, especially last year, because the team took a good step. But I always felt like that last step where you said, you know, they won 16-17 games and had a really nice season last year, but they weren't able to quite get to that, you know, to that next level of being one of the top 2-3 teams on the eastern side of the GRC or beating the Gallatins and, you know, and teams like that consistently. And just not to get that specific, in order to take that next step, what are kind of the things that are on your list that the girls need to get better at if they want to get to that 20-win plateau this year?
Well, we need to take care of the ball a little bit better. And basically, the bottom line is comes out to just in confidence in yourself and your abilities and your teammates and working together. If we can do that, I think we've got the talent to win, you know, hopefully 20 games this year and be in the top two or three in the conference and overall. And that's our goal, and I think we have the talent to do that. We just have to understand and realize ourselves that, hey, we can do this, and I think that's what we're really working at.
Have you seen Worth County, your opponent, today yet, Coach?
Yes, I have. I've seen them. They return everybody. Princeton played them twice last year and split with them early in the year, actually in this tournament, and then the opening game last year was against them. And they've got a Gladstone girl that's a really good athlete. They're very solid defensively and offensively. They like to spread you out and try to take the ball at the basket. And so we're just going to have to play really solid basketball tonight, I think. And if we do that, I think we can come out on top. But again, we're going to have to step it up a little bit more than what we did Monday night.
Yeah, 4:45 KTTN 92.3. If it can't make it over to the gym, as I said, the winner goes to the championship Saturday at 7. Coach, if it's your side, what would getting to a championship game on your first week of the season, what would it mean for your group?
Well, it'd be very important, you know, as it would be for any team to get a chance to play in the championship game, because that means you've won two games in a row, and you know, that's obviously our goal is to try to get there. But first, we have to take care of this semifinal game. So tonight is our very most important ball game, is taking care of tonight and getting ourselves in that position. And then again, you know, I think it's there for us. We're just going to have to come out and work awfully hard, and I think we can achieve it if we just play together and play smart.
I don't have the schedule in front of me for next week, but I know you got Mercer coming to your barn on Friday. Is there anything before then, or is it you play Saturday, or you play your last game at the Albany tournament, then are you getting ready for Mercer?
No, I think we have a game on Tuesday night against North Harrison. I don't have a schedule with me right now, but I believe we have North Harrison on Tuesday. And then Mercer, I don't know if it's on a Thursday or Friday. I haven't really looked to see when that game is.
Well, and you know what? You should be concentrating on this week, and next week will take care of itself when we get to that point.
That's exactly right.
But for the point of being adequate here with the conversation, I'll go to Misha here, and I'll bring up the schedule for next week and see what we come up with. Princeton will be, North Harrison at Princeton on the 4th, which is Tuesday. So North Harrison and Mercer next week, Tuesday and Friday up at the Princeton gym. Trenton and Gallatin will be the following week as Princeton gets into a conference play. Coach, appreciate the time. See you over at the gym in Albany this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Tom.